the TCU of Sierra Leone has made great progress. It actually was part of successes in terms of seizure of drugs in Sierra Leone. Liberia is also operational, but still needs a little bit more support, and not fully operational in Guinea-Bissau.
Some experts might say that some West African countries are at risk of becoming narco states. Is that a real concern for you?
Honestly, we have to be careful because the drug networks are taking advantage of the weak institutions and unfortunately some other weaknesses such as corruption in the state institutions in West Africa to continue their business. But in continuing their business, they're threatening to undermine completely the state institutions if you don't pay attention. That's why we take it that the WASI program, which is part and parcel of the implementation of the ECOWAS action plan, is also a way of sensitizing member states and leadership on the need to remain vigilant and to put appropriate policies in place and institutions and capacities with the support of partners to fight effectively this scourge.
Some people might contend that these sort of organizations, these international or regional organizations, are actually just a waste of resources and the spending isn't actually helpful in the fight against drugs and drug trafficking, that in fact the real problem lies in the demand.
Well, it's difficult to answer this question because obviously for as long as the demand exists, the networks will proliferate. It's obvious. So what we are aiming at doing is to galvanize the efforts, to mobilize efforts to fight against drug traffickers. But this is not the only situation. When for as long as there is a demand for many other things such as arms, there will be also the kind of trade. So I'm saying, yes, you have a point, but we have no option than to fight.
It's often difficult to differentiate between the criminal organizations involved in drug trafficking and the governments in which they operate. How can that link be broken?
In my view, I think it's taking the matter too far, associating the drug trafficking organizations to governments. There are individuals in governments, corrupt individuals, who are connected to drug trafficking networks, but not governments as such so far. Anyway, we should fight this trend if there is any trend towards that.